We are going through a series called The Great Adventure, going through the from the beginning of the Bible. We started this on the first Sunday of January, and we started with a creation story about everything that started beginning with God. Then we moved on to the story of Adam and Eve, that where they listened to the voice of Satan over God, and they lost everything that they had. God has provided for them. And then we continued with the story of their sons, Cain and Abel, where Abel pleased God through his worship. And last Sunday, we looked into the story of Enoch, who walked with God daily and pleased him. So today, I want you to open your Bibles, and we are coming to the session number five, where today we are going to look into how to find grace in the sight of God. We are going to look at the life of a man called Noah. Turn with me to Genesis chapter 6. And we are going to read the first 8 verses together. If you have your Bibles, please read out, okay? Don't worry, even if you make some noise, but read out. I will be reading with my own translation. Genesis chapter 6 and verses 1 to 8. Now it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born to them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that were beautiful. They took wives for themselves of all whom they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants on the earth in those days, and also afterward, when the sons of God came in into the daughters of men, and they bore children to them. They were mighty men who were old, men of renown. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing, and the birds of the air. I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Can you pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word that you are going to speak to us this morning. In the midst of a wicked generation, we are reading that Noah found grace in the sight of the Lord. Father, in the midst of our wicked generation that we are living today, we also want to find grace, Father Lord, in your sight. We pray that you speak to us this morning. Bless us through your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Before you sit down, can you shake the hand of your neighbor and say, I'm going to find grace from God. Say that. Declare it. I'm going to find grace from God. Amen. Praise God. Please be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Today we are going to look at how to find grace in the sight of God. Let me start with a small illustration. You all know about the great evangelist Billy Graham. The story is told about this evangelist Billy Graham when he was a much younger man, and I think it's a true story. One day he was driving through a small southern town when the police caught him. He was caught speeding by a policeman. And the policeman came to him and said, Sir, you are speeding over the limit. And Billy Graham said, Yes, that is right. I was hurrying to go somewhere. I'm sorry, I did not look at the speed. I was speeding. And so the officer told him, Sir, you have to come to the court. You have to appear before a judge. When Billy Graham, at that particular date and time, he came to the court, he appeared. The judge looked at him and asked, Are you guilty or not guilty? So Billy Graham said, Sir, I am guilty. I was driving. He did not say any other stories that I am guilty. I was driving over the speed limit. And so the judge looked at the officer. He informed him that he was 10 miles over the speed limit. So the judge said, Okay, I'm going to fine you $10. This was a long time ago, not now. Now you don't get $10 for speeding tickets, by the way. So that time he said, I'm going to fine $10, $1 for every mile that you went over the limit. And as the judge was speaking to Billy Graham, he recognized him. Oh, you are the preacher, you are the great evangelist that I've seen you sometimes in the television. And he said, Okay, you know what? You have violated the law. There is no question about it. The fine has to be paid. But what I'm going to do, because you're a man of God, And because you admitted that you are guilty, I am going to pay the fine for you. And so the judge took out his wallet and took out the $10 bill and he attached it to the ticket and gave it to the police officer and said, I am going to pay for you. And then the judge said, Mr. Graham, can you come with me and I'm going to take you out for dinner. And so he took him out and bought him a steak dinner. Of all the things, he gave him a good dinner. And then Billy Graham said, you know, as he was thinking about what happened, he said, one thing I have understood, this is how repentant sinners can find grace in the sight of God. This is how God's grace is, where we are guilty, but God takes the blame and he blesses us with us not having to pay anything. When you look at the story of Noah, and you all know the story from childhood, you must have heard about Noah. There are many valuable lessons that we can learn from the story. And so, let me mention one thing at the very beginning. When you come to verse number 8, we see that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Do you know that this is the first time that the word grace occurs in the Bible? The root meaning of the word grace is to bend down or to stoop, which means it's an unmerited favor of a superior person to an inferior person. You are giving him a favor. So today I'm going to answer the question, how did Noah find grace in the sight of God? We all speak about the grace of God that Noah received, and I'm going to say that the Bible said that Noah received grace in the eyes of the Lord. He and his family were saved when everybody got killed. So was there anything about Noah that caused God to grant him grace? I want to tell you today, there are four things I want to mention. If you're writing down, you can write down. There are four things that we can see from the life of Noah, why he found grace from God. Number one, we read that Noah was righteous and he walked with God. If you look at verse number 8, Genesis chapter 6, verse number 8 and 9, especially 9, it says, Noah was a righteous man or a just man. He was perfect in his generation. Noah walked with God. You remember his great-great-grandfather Enoch walked with God. And now we see Noah was a righteous man. He was a just man. He was perfect in his generation. It says that he walked with God. Why did God destroy all the flesh but make Noah an exception? The answer is very clear. When you come to chapter 6, verse number 5, it says, God saw the wickedness of man was great on the earth. Verse number 11 says, the earth was totally corrupt. In verse number 13 is where the answer lies. Why did God destroy the earth? It says, the end of all flesh has come before me, because the earth was filled with violence through them. The whole earth has filled with violence, and it was a place of corruption and evil. People were doing things against God without any fear of God. And God said, this cannot go on. You know, there is a time that God gives a chance, but then God says, I'm going to destroy them all. And so God said, I'm going to destroy. But then the question is, how did Noah get saved from the judgment of God? I will tell you this. Number one, Noah was not wicked. Noah was not corrupt. He was not violent. Like his ancestor Enoch, Noah walked with God. He did not live a life as a rebel. In fact, he was a righteous man. He was perfect in his generation. This is something we skip when we think about the grace of God. And then it says in verse number 8, Noah found grace in the sight of God. So, let me make one thing very clear. Many people think the grace of God is we can keep on going and doing sin and sin again and again, and God's grace is going to be there upon us. I want to give you something, a very different picture of God's grace today. If you turn to chapter 7, everybody turn to chapter 7, verse number 1. I want you to think about this particular verse. Chapter 7, verse number 1. God is telling to Noah, come into the ark, you and your household, because that is the answer why God had grace upon you, because I have seen that you are righteous before me in the generation. When God looked at the earth, He did not see anybody else who was righteous, but He found Noah to be righteous. And so everyone had a chance to become, to be righteous, but they chose not to do it. Even today, you have chances to become good. You have chance to do good things. You have chance to pray more. You have a chance to read the Bible more. You have a chance to get into the fellowship with the people of God more. You choose not to do that. And what happens when you choose not to do that? When God looks at us, you see, Noah found grace because God saw him righteous. And so, let me give you a principle from God. In Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4, it says, "The righteous shall live by his faith. Neediman vishwasathal jeevikum." The righteous shall live by the faith of God, by his faith in God. And Romans 14 verse 12 says, "Every one of us have to give an account of ourselves before God one day." The way that we live our life, we have to give an account. Let me tell you that, you know, you cannot get away, you know, not living for God and just toying around and living your own life and expecting the big reward from heaven. One day we will have to give an account of our life, the way we live and the choices we make and the time we spend doing the work of God. So we have to give an account before God. There is a beautiful verse in Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 14, that tells about three righteous people. God says, even if these three righteous people, who are they? Noah, Daniel and Job. Three righteous people. If they were living in a sinful land, they could only save themselves by the righteousness. And that was what God declared. Only by the righteousness they could save themselves. So Noah and his family were saved by the righteousness. The entire world was perished because they were wicked. And so we need to know that if they had followed the path of God, they would also have been saved. This is the first reason I say why he found grace in the sight of God. The second reason, you can write it down. Noah did all that God commanded. Whatever God commanded, Noah did. In Hebrews chapter 6 verse 22, if you have your Bible there, it says, "Thus Noah did according to all that God commanded him." And so he did. Noah did everything that God commanded him. Also we see in chapter 7 and verse number 5, again says, "Noah did according to all that the Lord commanded him." And that is repeated also in verse number 9. So, you see what Noah, by his action, he obeyed God. I want to bring before you a verse from Hebrews, and you can see in the screen here. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 7. How did Noah obey God? It says that, "By faith Noah, when he was warned by God of things not seen, he moved with godly fear. He prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness by faith." Noah knew by faith that God, that if he did not build the ark to save himself and his family, he is also going to be killed in the judgment of God. When God will bring a flood upon the earth, Noah knew that he had to do this in order to be saved from the judgment of God. And so obeying to God was essential for the salvation that Noah received from the flood. And so the grace by which Noah got saved is the same grace that we also receive from condemnation of this world. You know, 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 20 speaks about the days of Noah where people were disobedient. But God's grace was long-suffering. God granted them time, but Noah prepared the ark. He was preparing his vessel to escape when God would put his judgment. And we read that only 8 people were saved. Of the entire world, only 8 people were saved from the water. So there is a correlation between us and the time of Noah. And I'm just telling you is that we need to escape from the wicked world by doing what God has told us to do. If we don't do the things that God is telling us, we will perish with the world. Many people think that, you know, once you accept Christ and then you do sins and you live your life and you will also be there in heaven. I'm telling you, you have to look forward for the appearing of Christ and live holy and blameless life, and you have to be dedicated in the presence of God. Otherwise, our fate is going to be pretty bad when we come to the end of our days. So, what we see, First Peter chapter 3 verse 21 speaks about have a good conscience towards God. So we have to be obedient by faith. We have to prepare our own ark. You know, the ark for us represents Jesus Christ. Only through Jesus can we find escape from the destruction that is going to come. And so we need to obey God and find grace in the sight of God. That is how grace works. Let me come to the third reason how Noah found grace. He was a preacher of righteousness. Not only he lived a righteous life, not only he obeyed God, but he also preached righteousness to the people. When building the ark, Noah was telling, listen, you need to get into the ark because this is the only way of escape. He was preaching the righteousness. This is found in 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 5 says, God did not spare the ancient world, but saved Noah, one of the 8 people, a preacher of righteousness, bringing the flood on the world of the ungodly. God brought the flood and destroyed every ungodly person, but Noah was a preacher of righteousness, and because of that, he lived a good life, but he also proclaimed the need of righteousness. With the ark, he was proclaiming that this is the only way of escape. The fourth and the final one was that Noah gave thanks and praise to God. Where did he do that? When you come to the time when Noah stepped out of the ark into the new world in Genesis chapter 8 verses 18 to 20. You know what is the first thing that Noah did? It says Noah built an altar to the Lord. Offered burnt offerings on the altar. The act of Noah shows that he knew that it was only because of the grace of God that he escaped death when everybody was killed on the earth. And so he was thankful to God. He worshipped God. He acknowledged his need of God. And so the sacrifices that you offer, give him the thanks. Tell him, Lord, it is because of you that we are alive today. It is because of you that we can get eternal life. That is what will make a difference. We need to give thanks and praise to God. You know, during the worship time, I hear Brother Vipin, Brother Finney exhorting us and some of us, oh, open your mouth, brother. Say hallelujah. Oh, no, no, very difficult. You know, that word doesn't come out, number one. I am too tired to say anything. I'm telling you, we need to develop an attitude of gratitude. Hallelujah. Not only during Thanksgiving, all the time, be thankful for what God has done. When we come especially to the presence of God, be exuberant in your praise. Be exuberant in your worship to God. Give Him thanks because it is because of Him that we are still alive. How many of you agree with me? Can you lift up your hands and say, praise the Lord. It is because of God's grace that we are still alive today. And Noah, in his case, he honored and praised God. And he found grace in the sight of God. So in closing, let me close here. You know, let me tell you that Noah found grace. And he was forewarned to build an ark. He was saved by grace, which was an act of divine sovereignty. His response was to do everything that God commanded. It was an act of human responsibility. He did everything that God told him to do. The ark helped to save his own family from death. Let me also tell you that Noah did not find favor with the people. They were felt condemned when he made the ark, but he found grace in the sight of God. When the rest of the world around him were wicked, Noah kept the integrity. He was a just man. He was righteous in his conduct, in his conversation. He wanted to please God and do the will of God. Noah was saved like any other sinner was saved, by grace through faith. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 and 9 says, it is by grace that we are saved through faith, not by yourself. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Noah heard the voice of God. He believed in God's promise and protection. He proved his faith by his works. Let me tell you the only way, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I promise you, you know, you are going to end up in destruction. You have to accept Christ. You have to put him first in his heart. And you have to walk, because that is the picture of salvation today. Let me answer this. How can we find grace in the sight of God? I'm going to quickly give you 5 things that we need to do. Number one, we must be righteous in the sight of God. Everything that we do, we are accountable. As we spoke yesterday, we are accountable to God alone. Let's not be men pleasers. Let us please God. Let us live righteously before God. The second is that we have to be perfect in our generation. When you go outside, let not our words, our attitudes, the way we do things, make us put God down in any way. We have to be perfect in our generation. Third is, we must walk with God on a daily basis. Listen to God, speak to God, hear from Him, be thankful, pray in your heart, live a life and walk with Him each and every day. The fourth thing is that we must do all that God is commanding you to do. Don't disobey, because there is a great punishment if you disobey God. And the fifth and the final one is that we must be preachers of righteousness through our words and action. Hallelujah. You know, God's grace is available even for us today. I want to close with this, but it must be found by us. How do we find the grace of God? This is the last verse I want to give you. Hebrews 4:16. It says, we can find God's grace when we come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. We have to approach the throne of God boldly. Can we all stand up on our feet right now? I want us to close our eyes and say, Lord, I need you. I need you, Lord.